Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, folks. Nice to be back with you here on this chilly morning. Afternoon, really, in effect, depending on where you are. Anyway, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and I think this is going to be a very interesting half hour, to say the least. We are welcoming a first-time guest with us. She is an energy healer and an intuitive medium named Donna McGrath, and a lot of people know about her. They know of her, and they've heard about her. They've read books, etc., and a lot of people want to talk to her today. Whether we get phone calls or not, I don't know. But let me just preface our conversation to tell you a little bit about Donna and the subject matter. Well, you know, I don't know if you're feeling sick with the cold or the flu, not, or pandemic systems, or if you've been recently diagnosed with a puzzling disease. But eventually, if you have been, or many, many other people, typically, they all go seek a physician. And more than likely, the doctor will prescribe drugs which may or may not help. But recently, more and more people are not going to a regular doctor. They're seeking out highly gifted, holistic healers that bring body, mind, and spirit into alignment. And instead of taking medications, now they can experience a newfound sense of freedom and ease by creating a truly healthy body on the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects and finding their way back to true peace, health, and wellness and wholeness. That's a lot of truth to that. And we're going to find out about it now from our guest. Donna McGrath is a former NIH molecular biologist. So, you know, she's a pretty brilliant lady to begin with. She's a highly sought-after master energy healer and an intuitive medium, and she's the author of From Corporate Mentality to Spiritual Reality, A True Out-of-Body Journey to Enlightenment. And she's worked with many, thousands and thousands of people since her transformation in 1994, over 60,000, if you want to know the more accurate figure. And she points out that our thoughts, words, emotions, and surrounding environment affect our health, no question about it. What people don't realize is that disease is actually formed from the outside in. I never thought of it that way. Anyway, negative thoughts, words, and patterns spiral around and around. And finally, if you repeat them long enough, negative patterns eventually will cause disease or an uneaseful state of the mind. And she points out our body, mind, and spirits are interconnected. So, for example, when we're feeling highly stressed and conflicted, these conditions can cause headaches, fatigue, and eventually can manifest into disease that shortens your lifespan. It can get that serious, folks. I really did not know that. So along with you, I'm going to learn all about this fascinating subject. As Donna points out, in 1994, she was gifted. She had an experience, and she was gifted with the knowledge of which emotion affects which body part. And with her energy work, she then intuitively identifies, targets, and removes the specific core emotional traumas from the past that caused the problem. And when that's done, the good news is miraculous results can often occur. So rather than my talking a lot about Donna, why don't we bring her on the line with us? She's based in Morristown, New Jersey. She's excited to talk to us. And I know those of you who are on the line listening and those of you on the telephone lines who would love to talk to her are excited to hear her in person. Donna McGrath, welcome. Nice to have you with us today. It's great to have you as a guest. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great, Doug. Thank you so much. That was a wonderful introduction.
Well, I hope I got it somewhere right and on target.
Oh, you did a great job.
I did?
Yes, you did a great job. Mm-hmm.
Let me begin by asking you, because I think it's always better to have the subject I'm talking to tell us a little bit about their background and how they got into this, you know, this whole era, and why we're obviously having you as a guest today, because it's a real pleasure of ours. But how would you describe the beginning of your journey that you are now on and how you received your spiritual gifts? How would you answer that?
Okay. Well, you know, this all started back in the 1980s where I was working at the NIH as a molecular biologist, and our lab and our group found a cure for sickle cell anemia using traditional molecular biology methods and basically coming up with a specific drug that would work for that condition. We received a lot of accolades, and we were invited to the White House with Ronald Reagan, and all of our information was in Time, Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, API, UPI, and the New England Journal of Medicine. So
okay.
After our publications, we received a lot of accolades and everything. I moved to California and worked at the Salk Institute for a while, and I did some plant molecular biology research as well. And fast forward to around, I worked in the scientific sales community rather than like go in and finish getting a PhD, which I was offered by the NIH at Georgetown. I decided to go into scientific sales. So I spent like the next 10 or 15 years working at the NIH. I mean, working at different pharmaceutical companies in sales. So I sold diagnostic instruments for the laboratory. And I had New York, New Jersey, Long Island, and I worked for a number of the Fortune 500 big pharmaceutical companies. So I was the number one sales rep, and I had a very successful career, and everything was going great. And then all of a sudden, maybe in the 1994 timeframe, my 5-year-old nephew was tragically killed in a car accident. Actually, my cousin's son, and this totally riveted me and the whole family. And we were really stricken with grief. And then maybe 6 months later, my aunt, which was my mother's sister, was tragically murdered, and someone broke into her house and stabbed her multiple times, and it was a horrific scene, and that was in USA
wow.
Today, actually. So I started to, I was very grief-stricken about the death of Andrew, and then later on my aunt. I was just beside myself with grief. So I started to look inward and started to attend some meditation groups and started going to church. But mostly I went to meditation groups and started to look inward. And so then in 1994, I was reading The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Now this was a New York Times bestselling book from about 1994 to 1998. And
sure.
And it basically talks about the different insights to attaining ultimate spirituality or enlightenment. And so I was reading the book, and I read it probably from 9 o'clock at night until 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was very intently reading this book. And what happened was, I put it down to stretch around 4 o'clock in the morning, and the whole house filled up with this mystical light. And I kind of heard the voice of God basically came down and said, "You thought you knew so much, molecular biology, biochemistry, immunology, excuse me, toxicology, and all these different ologies, and all you know would fit on one grain of sand on this beach." And so I saw a beach which stretched to eternity, and the voice was not only talking to me personally, I feel, but also just to all of mankind, sort of like, doctors, lawyers, professionals, people that think they know so much. And basically all we know is basically on one grain of sand on a beach which stretched to eternity. So there's a lot of knowledge out there, okay, that we don't even know about. So anyway, I was very humbled by that, and I kind of sunk down in the couch, and then I was wondering where the light was coming from, and so I looked in the corner of the room, and it seemed to be coming from the corner of the room and was a tunnel that went out to space. So I looked into the light, into the tunnel, and I said, "Wow, that looks interesting. I'd like to see what's out there." And literally within just a blink of an eye, I was out of my body. And I'm going to make a long story short for this interview, but basically I went out of my body through the tunnel away from the planet, and it was like a cosmic journey where I went through a wormhole and I went out to the Andromeda Galaxy, which I found out later was the Andromeda Galaxy, where I was in the presence of the light, presence of God, and God said basically to stop. And the light said, "Now I will show you everything from Alpha to Omega, from beginning to end." And I was shown scenes from the beginning of the creation of the planet till the end of time. Then the light asked me if I had any other questions, and I said yes. I wanted to know what the cure for all diseases was and how life was created. So I was downloaded with a huge amount of knowledge regarding, it's basically that I saw mitosis or cellular division in 3D, and then that information was downloaded into my head or into my third eye, and then once that, it's sort of like a chunk of knowledge, if you would say, or a download, once that was complete, I just basically said, "Oh, life is so simple, and they try to make it so complex back on Earth, those scientists." And it was basically what the light was trying to tell me from the beginning. So I was sort of in the Andromeda Galaxy, and then I was back on the living room couch. How long did that take? It took about, well, I asked that question when I came back on the couch. And I said, and so the voice had a couple of things to say to me at the end of the experience. So the voice basically showed me a couple of scenes where I was in a jail cell and then I was in a bamboo pit in Vietnam. And the voice said, "Now just remember, you will always be free now that you have entered the kingdom of God." And I said, "How long did that take?" And they said, and the light said, "Between 4 hours, 4 seconds, and the twinkling of an eye." So it was very... I was gone for 4 hours, from 4 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the morning. And then my daughter, she was 5 years old then, she jumped down the stairs, and I got her ready and sent her off to school. And I literally prayed and genuflected to the corner where the light was coming from for days. Really, I was totally, totally transformed, and energetically and vibrationally just transformed. I was at peace, and I was just totally at a higher vibrational level.
Your life was changed.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. Okay. As an after effect of the experience, I spent the next 2 or 3 months, and I had the ability. That's where I got the intuitive abilities from this experience. Okay. Beforehand, I was an intuitive sales rep. I was kind of a little bit, you know, intuitive, and I would know what I think I had on one of my reports from one of my sales managers that I was a highly intuitive sales rep. So I would kind of listen to my clients very intently and know what they needed. But, I mean, this was at once I had this experience, it was at a totally, totally higher level. What psychic ability really is the ability to see through any falsehood, and you see through situations and things like that, and you see through to the truth. And that's all it really is. There's nothing to be afraid of, except for if you're trying to hide something, you know what I mean? So so I became very intuitive, and I had the ability to touch books and read them. So I read about 4,000 books in about 3 months after my light experience. And I literally went to the library. I read 25 to 30 books a day. But I did them by a function of holding the book and sort of looking at the table of contents and I would be guided to say, okay, read chapter 1 and read chapter 14, and basically I would make myself one with the book and absorb the information in the book, sort of like a photographic memory. And so I read a whole bunch of books on world religions, all different. I read the Bible. I read the Upanishads. I read the Vedas. I read all of the different religious texts in the world, and that's what I did. Then eventually, and I didn't have to eat and I didn't have to sleep. I was very, very highly, vibrationally increased, and so I really was conscious. And whenever they say that you're conscious, you are really conscious. Like you're awake, you're alive, you're aware 24/7. So I didn't really have to sleep. Also, at that point of enlightenment, what happens is your soul records are cleared. So it's almost like you're a baby, or what some religions would call born again, where, you know, there I was at the age of 32, and I was like a baby. All of my karmic or Akashic records or soul records were cleared up to that point. So I didn't really have any traumas or anything left in my history, because your history is cleared at that point. So it's almost like starting with a clean slate, only you're 32. So it's like a new life starting at the age of 32. At any rate, at some point I decided to eat, because I didn't really have to eat. We're actually photosynthetic beings. We as long as we have sunlight and everything, and we have our vibrations really high, we actually don't have to eat at the highest level. There are things as breatharians, you know, people that don't eat and things like that. There's also people that are vegan or vegetarian, and they only eat plants, which also helps to keep the vibration really high. As you go down the scale and you eat meat, it grounds you more and infuses you with a state of grounding, but it also infuses a state of fear, and so it's not quite as pure as being vegan or vegetarian or at a higher level, a breatharian. So,
Donna,
at any rate, yes.
Let me ask you a question here. I'm kind of listening to your story, but we're going to run out of time just keep talking.
I know. We have to go. Yeah, right.
What I want to get to is how, and I mean, I find a biologist like you, a molecular biologist, has become a salesperson, you know, for big pharmaceutical companies, and you were extremely successful. I can't even think you would have wanted to be a salesman, but you were, obviously, and it worked for you. So you had this unique experience. You could touch a book and almost read what's in the book in moments, which I find hard to understand. That's okay. But what I want to get across to our audience who's listening out here is how you help people today. You have these unique gifts, and you work with them. Why are so many people on the line waiting and wanting to talk to you right now? How would you answer that?
Why? Because, okay, I'll just go briefly. When I did decide to eat, and it kind of goes along with what I was talking about, I went to the health food store because my meditation teacher told me that I could only eat organic food. So I went to the health food store to buy organic food, and they hired me. And as a part-time job, I decided to do that as an interim and then go back to scientific sales, okay? But once I entered the health food store and I had this ability to read, I read the entire section. They had a book section on alternative medicine. So I read all the alternative medicine, all the information regarding herbs, supplements, and things like that. So when people would come into the health food store, they would say, you know, I have this eczema or psoriasis on my hand, and I would say, take two of these, three of these, four of these, and you'll be fine in 2 days. And almost everybody was. So I ended up working there part-time for about 10 years, which I only expected to work there for 2 months. But It was a training ground almost for me to be able to look at people and to really recommend or guide them to the correct supplements that they needed for their different diseases. Okay. At the same time, I was led to work at various body, mind, and spirit shows throughout the country because spirits were coming to me from the other side. So my nephew that had died and my aunt that was murdered, they started to come to me from the other side. And I really didn't know what to do with this information or how to channel it or how to do it. So I started working and signed myself up to body, mind, and spirit shows throughout the country. So I did about 40 of those shows, and I did primarily contact with the deceased. Now, what happened was eventually my guidance or my higher self, whatever you want to say, I was led to integrate all of my healing modalities into one healing modality. So, in other words, I integrated the nutritional knowledge with the ability to contact my guidance, my higher guidance, my medical guidance, and come to be able to recommend different courses of action. And I also became a Reiki master, and so I was able to channel energy and to send energy to people. So I have a huge, vast amount of knowledge, and so whenever somebody comes and presents a condition to me, I think one of the questions we were going to ask or we were thinking about was, what do I do in sessions with people, right?
Exactly. Describe a typical healing session. So tell me.
Okay. So what I do is the person would come to me and say, okay, I have asthma or something like that. I'm just giving an example. And we would set the intention of the session to heal the asthma. All right. Then I am guided psychically to go back and say what happened at the age of 15 or what happened at the first time you had an asthma attack. And they would say, oh, you know, I was afraid of the dog was going to bite me and I had an asthma attack. And I say, okay. And I have a compendium of about 5,000 different energies that I can overlay or send to the person to get rid of the fear that they had from the dog, to get rid of, you know, all the underlying emotions that they had, shock, trauma, fear, you know, that kind of stuff, anxiety. And I overlay them, and I channel that energy to them for about 5 minutes. And then we would go on, and I would say, okay, what happened at the age of 25 or a different time you had an anxiety attack or a panic attack or an asthma attack? And they would say something. They would say, oh, yeah, I was driving in the car and whatever. And then I would clear that. So basically in a healing session, I heal about 5 or 6 of those different instances or passes, I call them passes, but 5 or 6 of those instances. And once those core issues are and traumas are healed from their soul, it's amazing what happens is miraculously it's a paradigm shift and the whole thing just changes. And they can be, and I've seen it many, many times where they're miraculously lifted out of the condition and they just never have an asthma attack again. It's amazing.
So it happens instantaneously after working with you, that whatever brought them to you is...
Typically a person would, you know, they'd come to me and I would say, you know, I actually check with my higher self here and I find out, I might say, okay, you have an asthma condition, you're going to need 2 sessions. And typically the sessions are 1 hour. So they call me at the time in which the session should be and then we go through and we clear the things. Many times, by the time they call me for the next week, I have another session the next week, they call me and they might say, I don't know what happened, but it just disappeared. It just went away.
Wow. That's
so
amazing.
Usually it takes about a day for that session to sink in. Or they feel, you know, they just feel wonderful after the session.
How do people get in touch with you? I wanted to point out you have a great website. I assume people to go to your website and can contact you as a result of, you know, reading your website and learning how to get in touch
yes.
with you? Is that right?
Yes. Basically, to schedule a session with me, they would go to DonnaMcGrathSessions@gmail.com and request a session for me, you know, with me. And then my team will contact them and set up I have free 15-minute consultations where I do an intake and I figure out whether I can handle the situation or not. I do ask my guidance whether the situation I'm going to be able to work with them. So if they just write to DonnaMcGrathSessions.com, I'm sorry, DonnaMcGrathSessions@gmail.com, you know, they can be on the list to get a session. Also, they can read about me at DonnaMcGrath.com. At my website.
Yeah, that's your main website, Donna McGrath, mcgrath.com. You know, you have a number of books, you know, and I mentioned From Corporate Mentality to Spiritual Reality. You also have done Corporate Mentality to Spiritual Reality. Well, obviously, that's the same book. Miracles of Total Body Healing. That's another book that
you
have.
Yeah, Miracles of Total. Yeah, the second book, Miracles of Total Body Healing, is not completed yet. So that's not available for sale. But basically, that's a compendium of the best miraculous healing you know, sessions that I've done with people. And that will be out probably within 6 months. But currently, Corporate Mentality to Spiritual Reality is out right now. And that is available only on my website. And it's only available in a digital download.
Okay.
But it is available. And then I'm getting that printed, yeah, soon.
I was going to ask you, what do you think distinguishes you from other healers? How would you answer that?
Well, what it is that the gift that I received from the light was that I know the entire body map. I was downloaded with that. So, for instance, so what distinguishes me is that I can target the various different parts of the body and send specific energies to the person in order for them to heal. So, you know, I'm a Reiki master, and Reiki is wonderful. It sends energy, you know, the people send energy, but I realized that it's like a general energy that they send, and it's almost like with the intention to heal certain things, and it may or may not work, okay? I send specific targeted energy, so if you have a little pimple on the side of your nose, I know what energy to give you in order to heal that. So whether it's a mole, a pimple, a little tumor, a bump, something like that, I know, and say you have a sore shoulder, I know what the emotion is behind that originally caused that. So I can go out, hunt and find out what that trauma is, and then transform it and clear it out of there. And then, the pain or the pimple or whatever it is just miraculously lifted.
Donna, you know, your story is so amazing. We have basically run out of time. We've been talking to Donna McGrath. She's based in Morristown, New Jersey. What an amazing story, and the books are unique. And I would suggest anybody who's listening or wants to learn more about Donna, number one, go to her website at Donna McGrath. It's M-C-G-R-A-T-H, DonnaMcGrath.com. And that's the opening you need to learn more about what this remarkable lady's story is. Donna, there's so many things I want to ask you. I'd like to ask you, but we've just run out of time. Hopefully we can talk with you again and really learn more about your story and how you are so gifted at helping people. Okay? Thank you for being with us, my dear. It's been great having you here. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate it.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Boy, do we ever. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, please take care. Bye for now.